as they often
are. I thought I saw shadows in the lobby, but maybe
now you're going to make me go.
Maybe that was just me being hopeful.
That's going to be the title of the mystery novels set in Stab Theater. It's going to be one of the titles, The Shadows in the Lobby. The Open Mic Murder.
The next Knives Out.
Yeah. It's just our series of terrible thrillers that take place in this, like, 740 square feet.
Roughly 24 to 92 hours ago, Stab's team of comedy scientists commissioned three specific humorists to give various potentially comedic takes on several random topics, which they will now perform for the first and likely last time in front of a live studio audience in a show called Stab.
In this life-altering episode of The Stab Show, hilarious comedian Sam Hochalter finds himself in a no-win situation with a bus full of super orphans careening towards a poorly maintained scenic cliff. Rough and tumble newcomer Scott Hoyle defies direct orders, goes rogue, and puts his badge on the line to stop an AI-powered imposter fragrance kingpin. And Stab Show favorite Nick Pettigrew has no choice but to finally confront his sidekick about the secret that's been tearing their team apart. All of this while me, your host, Jesse Jones, has to reluctantly accept a basset hound with a wet jumper onto the team in the championship game, only to learn what magic really looks like. All this and so much more tonight on Stab. Now let's dive right into it with segment one, reorganization. I forgot to tell you, Nick, it changed the format slightly. Segment one, reorganization. Being told not to worry about a thing naturally will only make one worry more. If it needs to be said not to worry about a thing, then the potential for worry exists, which you are trying to curtail beforehand, which will never work. Which is why when I found DWAI, or Don't Worry About It, this week, while searching for acronyms to reorganize, well, I didn't like being told what to do. So I decided to take DWAI's power away from it. So let's all collectively forget what DWAI might or may not already stand for, and instead give me who or what else DWAI might stand for or represent to you, Sam Hochalter. Let's hear your DWAI.
DWAI. Mm-hmm. Darwinism was always inside you. So, Darwinism is the belief that life as we know it exists as a result of a long chain of adaptations, both beneficial and malignant, which animals, including humans, developed over the course of millions of years. It is the belief that sentient life is not the result of an all-knowing, old-bearded man in the sky who hates premarital sex and Metallica, i.e. God. Rather, it is the belief that sentient life is the result of an all-knowing, old bearded man who lived on the Galapagos Islands with a bunch of freaky birds, Charles Darwin. So, unlike his contemporary who surmised that humans were the result of a disobedient woman talking to a snake, Darwin surmised that humans were the result of sheer trial and error, that every generation of species is born with little quirks and defects which either prove to be advantageous or detrimental to survival. For example, some humans are born believing in science and nuanced thinking in order to better explain our universe. Galileo is a classic example of some such person. Galileo was a pioneer of modern physics and astronomy, using a revolutionary method of thinking called intelligence to make sweeping hypotheses about the nature of our universe, which completely shifted the accepted paradigm.
Okay.
For this, he was sentenced to prison for most of his life to hang by chains in a dungeon. Therefore, it is clear that being smart is not an advantageous trait. Oh, yeah. Alternatively, some people believe that having a loaded gun at Walmart is a God-given right. They can use this skill to vote for Republicans who also love guns and use them to terrorize everyone else into doing what they say and making sure that they pass laws, which make it easier for other dumb fucks to have guns and control tax policy so that they have lots of money for survival. This is a clear advantage and obvious evidence that Darwinism is very real and lives inside of all of us, especially Republicans.
Yay. Thank you. Sam,
clap, but up my hand.
Yeah.
Sam gave me a warning last night at the mic that there's going to be.
I'm coming after Republicans.
There's
going to
be something of a theme this evening.
It's election season.
Yeah. Bring them down. Finally, Sam Hochhalter standing up.
I'm coming for your two Dems. I'm Ron Paul. Ron Paul supporting. Ron Paul supporter.
Yeah.
I love guys who have strokes on television.
That's really cool.
Thanks, dude.
Thank you. No, thank you. Hey, Scott, let's welcome you to the program with what you have in way of a DWAI.
All right, so DWAI. I took DW and A. Those are all from the word Delaware. And and then I took the I from the word igloo.
Okay.
So that's a Delaware igloo. That's something that exists, but you really don't expect it ever. Like, technically, that could happen, but I wouldn't believe in it if you told me about it unless you showed me about it.
Sure.
So a Delaware igloo is pretty much like, what are you talking about? Like, you're stressing yourself out at this point. Like, chill, man. Like, I don't know. Don't stress. Hang loose. You know, it's something out of place and out of your control.
Sure.
Yeah, that's all I got.
All right.
That was really deep, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Something out of place and out of your control.
It's impossible. You couldn't have an igloo in Delaware.
You could temporarily.
Maybe.
Yeah.
It gets cold there.
It does. It's like a possibility, but like extremely unlikely.
Yeah, and it would require a lot of frantic effort.
But ultimately something not to worry about.
But I can't think of any other words that start with I.
I mean, there's a whole section in at least one book that has a lot of... I'm just glad... that you're not as terrible as I am. Just hearing Delaware igloo and wondering what part of the body someone shits on for that.
You never had a Delaware igloo,
no,
Jesse?
I mean, I stopped at the Cleveland steamer and never went so far as the Delaware igloo. Sounds like just...
It's just a pile of cum on... Pretty much anywhere, right?
Okay.
Like,
on the Delaware of the body.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which, now I've got to wonder what the Delaware of the body is. Seems like the inside of the elbow. Not even the elbow. Not even like a useful part, but like the inside armpit of the elbow.
The Delaware.
Seems like the Delaware of the body.
Makes sense.
I don't know. Maybe I don't know enough about Delaware. Maybe it's fine.
Who's
Thank you, Scott. Thank you for that. Nick, how about you wrap up some reorganizationing with DWAI then?
All right. Let's see. I'm going to do this with a southern accent for no particular reason.
Nice.
Artichokes. Obviously, something that is barely food, devised by an unloving god. Consider how it presents itself in the store. Sharp, prickly leaves that stab at your bag. A size that is frankly untenable considering the amount of food that you can actually harvest from the goddamn thing. It is only edible if you prune the tips like you're declawing a cat and steam it for 12 hours like a leather boot from the Great Depression. And what do you get for your efforts? Only the smallest area of the base of the leaf is edible, and you have to scrape it with your teeth like a goddamned animal. Even though it only tastes good dipped in mayo, like absolutely anything would be. Matter of fact, I would wager that a dried dog turd would be absolutely delicious were it smothered in aioli. But let's get to the worst part of the artichoke, the innards. What in the fuck is going on once you get to the inside of an artichoke? All of a sudden, there's purple leaves and hair? Why do artichokes have a messy bush like a 70s porn star?
Sorry, that started to get a little too Jeff Foxworthy, but I like a bail on that.
Well,
if your kink is shaving your partner, you're in luck, because you have to cut all the pussy hair off the artichoke heart if you plan on eating it. The only part of the artichoke that is worth any effort is the heart, and even then, what other vegetable has a heart that you eat? I feel like a goddamn barbarian warlord eating the heart of my fallen vegetable foe. I don't like artichokes, especially their guts, and I say unto you, D-W-A-I, down with artichoke innards.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. A message that I think we can all get behind.
Some people like artichoke innards.
Your wife.
Yeah. There was, it was hard maintaining that. So that was a good bailout.
I didn't know that you're supposed to suck out the little, like, artichoke heart or whatever when you eat them. And one time I was, like, at my girlfriend's family's house for a barbecue, and I just was, like, chewing on, like, just, like, the fucking shell of the artichoke for, like 25 minutes. I still dunked it in mayo, and then I was, like, chewing on – I was just sucking mayo off of an artichoke fucking shell.
That's all it is, man, basically.
Sam?
Yeah?
Do you ever eat not at a barbecue?
Oh.
Have you ever...
I try to only eat at barbecues, yeah, if I can, Jesse.
I was going to see if you've just had anything that hasn't been been lapped by open flame.
That my cereal in the morning?
Mm.
Barbecue.
Oh, man. Now you got me.
Nothing like some flame-grilled Cinnamon Toast Crunch, dude.
Yeah, you actually put it out by pouring the milk on it. Oh, well, Sam, let's get to the meeting of people, which I changed around and which I sprung on people. Sam, how are you doing?
I'm good, Jesse. How are you?
I'm fucking whimsical. I don't know.
Yeah, as usual?
Yeah.
Magical?
Oh, I just skip to my loo, yeah. Sam.
You... You don't walk down your staircase in the morning, you float down it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I open a tiny little parasol that's just comically small. It's barely bigger than a cocktail umbrella. And I just float down.
All the children in the street go, yay! Yeah.
I can hear them cheering. I can hear them cheering outside. Sam, what have you been up to? Any shows? Any fun stuff?
Nothing coming off, dude. I had a couple shows this last week. I was at the Punchline.
Oh,
I did,
nice.
The Callback Bar. I think Scott did that too. Oh.
Yeah, I was on that show too.
And
awesome.
Then I did a little show in Concord. It was like Mean Dave.
Oh, nice. Mean Dave's
familiar.
Oh, Mean Dave is a friend of Stab.
Oh, that's good, dude. Yeah,
that was on Monday.
That was Monday. Yeah. But that's what I've been up to this week, and fucking mostly going to barbecues.
Yeah,
really.
Sounds like it.
Really
sounds
been like hitting up barbecues.
I'm sorry to have pulled you away from another.
Yeah, yeah.
Apologize for that.
They have to pull me away.
Yeah, you're the first one there, last one to leave.
Yeah.
You're setting up the cups.
I go to barbecues I'm not invited to.
Yeah,
Jesse. No. I smell one happening, I'm there.
You float there like a cartoon dog.
Yeah.
Just on the scent. Well, thank you, Sam. Always wonderful to have you. Hey, Scott Hoyle.
That's me.
Hi. Hello. There. This program will officially be the most we have interacted, like, total.
Yeah.
So, good. I'm saying that as a positive thing, because I enjoy what you do, which is why you're here. Otherwise, why the fuck would I invite you to this dumbass show? I'm sorry. This wonderful, groundbreaking program.
Yeah, Jesse, it's great.
Yeah, it's a great program.
I have to... Have to change that self-thought. Yeah. So good to have you, sir.
Yeah, it's good to be here. I was excited to do it.
Sounds like you've been sharing most of Sam's shows this week, but you got anything else going on? Anything interesting?
No, I'm going back up to my home club in Eureka at Savage Henry. I'm headlining that next month. That's going to be very exciting. That's the main thing I'm thinking about.
Cool. Well, awesome. Hopefully this went well for you. Hopefully you enjoyed the dumb homework show.
Yeah, it's been fun.
And looking forward to the rest of what you got. Nick Pettigrew!
Hey!
Holy hell! That mustache is taking on a life of its own.
Yeah, really filled in.
And I have overseen. Looks like you're getting back out behind a microphone again as well.
Yeah, yeah. I think that changing medication has really helped me a lot. And so I'm doing good. I'm getting back out there and trying life again.
Well, good.
Yeah, I honestly think you should change medication like once a day.
Yeah, you know, I try. I try to change it fairly often.
Keep your psychoses on their toes.
Yeah.
Just, oh, you think you're going to mess with me? I'm going to mess with you. Well, super happy to have you back. Anything else of interest? Any fun stuff on the Pettigrew horizons?
Let's see. This has become a running joke at this point, but the game is finished. I'm going to finish this goddamn game.
I was going to ask, but I thought I shouldn't. If you were going to offer information, then fine, but I was not going to ask.
I am serious. October, the game is going to be released and done. It's Expressorcist. It's an express exorcism simulator. That is.
What? Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, Nick has been threatening this for years, and we've got a release window. There's not a date there. It sounds like a release window.
Yeah, okay. So,
are we committing?
October, the first Tuesday in October is when it's going to come out. I don't know what day that is.
All right.
Off the top of my head.
Did you say express exorcism, like espresso, or like express?
Express.
Like fast?
I think I said express or espress, but it's just my accent that's really screwing everything up.
Okay.
But yeah. Expressorcist.
What is it? What's express exorcism?
Please give us the elevator pitch, Nick.
It's an exorcism done quickly. I don't know if that wasn't.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
throwing shit at people and then either they explode or they're saved.
Simple.
Is there projectile vomiting in the game?
There has to be.
Yes, there is.
Of course.
Woo!
Sold. I can't.
Scott loves projectile vomit.
Can't remember if I've already wishlisted this, but I need to.
Types of projectile.
There's so few good projectiles. You gotta latch on to vomit.
I disagree. I think there's a lot of great ones, and vomit is at the top. Still.
Okay. All right. The only other one that I can think of are bullets.
Bullets, baseballs.
Well, Jesse's thinking a lot about bullets really and guns and death usually. So
well, grenades. I mean, you got me in that mood.
Yeah.
And speaking of that, let's get back into Sam just really taking it to the establishment.
Give it to him, Sam.
Let's get into segment two. It's Topical IQ Challenge. For some reason, residents of Sacramento, California love taking a couple weeks out of the warmest time of the calendar to just smell hot, miserable animals and stuff ourselves with nonsensical food-esque stuffs that would normally, rightfully, we would look aghast upon at what horrors we've devised for our innards. It's a time we like to call the California State Fair! And it's coming in just a couple weeks. So I thought we'd celebrate trudging around on 1,000-degree asphalt, throwing darts at balloons to win 4-inch Bud Light-branded Coke mirrors, and escaping into the air-conditioned as-seen-on-TV pavilions, the only way that makes any sense at all, through strictly regimented Japanese verse. Set, obviously, to an Irish jig. So, in this edition of Topic Haiku Challenge, let's hear your three haiku each about, you know, the California State Fair. Let's bring this down a little bit so we're not shouting over it. Here we go. So, 1-1-1-2-2-2, three times around, as we do with segments two. Is that a panic look of you only wrote one haiku, Sam?
I only wrote one haiku.
Okay. All right. I can always
I thought
that.
It meant three total. Three cumulative haikus.
Is that why
why
I put three in parentheses haiku each about... You know what? That's fine. That's fine, Sam. You could shit out 34 more syllables in the time that it comes... it takes to come around
to
you.
Yeah, you can spit it off the top.
But you don't have to.
You can even take influence.
All right.
But we'll start with you, and we'll see if we have two more.
Okay.
Or if this is just Sam shooting his haiku load.
Access the creative.
Okay, well, this took me a long time to write, so.
All right. Well, this has got the effort of three haiku. All right, Sam, let's hear your first of maybe one state fair haiku. All
right. I smell so much piss. Hot piss splashes my bare foot. Guy next to me miss.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nice.
That sounds like it took a lot of time. Especially after hearing basically that joke at the mic last night. You son of a bitch. All right, we'll leave you to work. Scott, your first of three state fair haiku?
Open carry gun. Corn dog covered in mustard. Ambulance called twice.
Oh. Ah. Ah. Nice. I got it. It almost got past me, but I reached up and grabbed it. Nick, first of three state fair haiku. What do you got?
Red face, summer heat. My skin burns in my whiteness. I crave water cone.
Water cone?
Yeah, they always give you those like free sample little bit water cones.
Sure, sure.
Cones of water. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I couldn't fit cones of water, so it sure. became water cone.
Yeah, the paper water dispenser, water cooler cups that. So yes. So all you taste is a paper cup. It's not.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks. Thanks for putting that feeling in me. now I can just taste the fucking water cone. Hey, Sam.
Yes.
Do you have a second haiku by
yep.
chance?
It's well, ready to go.
Let's hear your second of three state fair haiku.
Get me hot dog now. I suck hot, hot, hot dog down. I am not gay man.
No, no. You are a state fair enthusiast.
State fair enthusiast, baby.
Oh,
woo!
Sucking that hot, hot, hot dog. Cool. Well.
That was fantastic.
Yeah.
Haiku of the night.
When you put your mind to it. We all believe in you, Sam. Scott, second time around, state fair haiku. What do you got?
Carnival games, bitch. You think you're a winner, bitch? Pay to play three times.
Nice. I also forgot to ask. Is that reference still make sense? Am I the only one that remembers playing stupid games for shitty like Bud Light or Aerosmith mirrors or some shit like that. I just remember it's been ingrained in my mind.
I remember it, but also yeah, no, you are old, so that is
okay. That's I didn't need the second half of that statement. I feel that every day, feeling it right now. My back is telling me. Hey, Sam.
Yes.
Oh, man. Sam, remember how a couple days ago you wrote three state fair haiku?
I remember.
Oh,
I remember.
So much effort
put into it. I didn't write them just now.
No, not at all.
4 seconds ago, that's for sure.
No. Oh, wait. Did I miss Nick's second? Oh, shit. Sorry. I got too excited. Yeah. Sorry.
You missed a real gem.
You just wanted to humiliate.
Maybe it was because I got age shamed. Nick, let's finish your second time around haikuing about the state fair. What do you got?
Oh boy! All right. Potato cyclone, 7 deep fried Oreos. My toilet hates me.
Oh, but it sounds so good. Was there? Maybe this is just a fever dream that I want to exist. Has there been like a deep fried Twix? That sounds fantastic. Oh,
yeah.
That sounds fantastic. Yeah.
Sounds about
yeah,
right.
Yeah. You can deep fry anything.
Well, of course. Yeah.
You just spoke to the deepest part of my soul.
Oh, that sounds so good. Now I have to go to the fair. No, I shouldn't, but I will. Sam, back to you. I remember talking to you not too long ago about how several days ago you finished writing these haiku. So let's hear the fruits of your labor with your third of three state fair haiku.
Goat pussy is there. Her lips are luscious and fair. I'm sorry, Scott's mom.
All right. Sam means the greatest of all time. Vagina.
I'm talking about goat pussy. Yeah. I saw a lot of goat pussy at the last state fair, dude.
Yeah, that's fair.
It's very... It's prominent.
Yeah, nature's beautiful.
I've seen on the internet that that's the most similar to human.
It's like looking at a human vagina, dude. Not that I would know, you know, but...
All right. Well, really slammed yourself there. Not that you would know what looking at a human vagina is like.
It looks like a fucking human vagina.
All right. I'll take your word for it.
It is startling, unsettling.
Try to avoid the animals as much as possible at the fair. It's just...
Take a trip to the safe fair. You'll understand why...
Now I have a second reason.
A lot of stuff will start making sense once you look at a goat vagina.
Oh, I don't want to open my eyes to or have my eyes opened by that opening. Scott, third of three, State Fair haiku. Let's hear it.
All right. Kid getting yelled at. Scariest man ever seen. Need a Percocet.
All right. Yeah. Get out there. Trudging around in that fucking heat. It's going to happen. You're going to snap. Why not? Thank you, Scott. Nick, didn't forget you this time. Would never forget you. Let's wrap up some haikuing. Let's hear your third of three.
California. County exhibits don't change. Go for free samples.
Yeah. Yeah. There it is. Oh, it's the beauty of building C or whatever the fuck that is.
I spend most of my time at the state fair in either the county exhibits or where they sell like the fucking Cutco knives and shit.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know the last time I rode a ride.
It's my fun.
I'll get one or two crazy food items, but then the rest of the time is hiding in AC until you can go home.
Mm-hmm. I like the dirt bikes.
Yeah?
I like the dirt bikes.
Okay.
The demolition derbies when they have them sometimes, yeah.
Sure.
Those are good, too.
I haven't been to a state fair concert in forever, too. I know I saw Weird Al forever ago.
That's sick, dude. They had Cool in the Gang last year.
Ooh. It sounds
they have
like
Cool in the Game every year.
Or a Cool in the Gang. You know, I think I walked by one of the stages and thought I was hearing like a cover band of like Smash Mouth or something, but it was actually...
That was probably just the Goats.
Oh, yeah. Sure. All right. Well, I'm glad we took an early trip to the State Fair. Let's get to segment three. It's some recipes. You ever think about how one tiny, seemingly insignificant change of paths not taken years ago could have drastically and completely changed who you are now and what your life might have become? I try not to, because that way lies madness. But it's true. It's a true fact that every little ingredient in our life's recipe has gone into making us who and what we are today. And while we already know that sugar and spice and everything nice are what little girls are made of, and that snips and snails and puppy dog tails are what little boys are made of, in recipes, your job is to give us your recipe for what has gone into the makings of these other various stuffs and things. Now, normally, you all get different prompts. That's just how these things work. But when I came up with this one, I just liked it so much, and given the makeup of this panel, it just seemed like it would be such a waste to give it to just one of you. So, each of you will be giving me your own version of a recipe for an introvert's perfect three-day weekend. Now, I may have judged Sam wrong, because Sam's just got stacks and stacks of grilled meats on his weekends. But I don't know. Got the feeling that you might have something for this. So, Sam, let's hear your recipe for an introvert's perfect three-day weekend.
Okay, so first, you're going to need a restaurant-grade food processor. Okay, like a huge blender that can shred apart a cell phone if you put it in there.
Okay.
Once you have one of those, go ahead and toss your cell phone in the blender. You can use any setting you like. Pulse, blend, chop, as long as it's your own cell phone. Once that's completely destroyed, you're going to empty the contents into the trash. Next, it's time to make a relish. And as anyone knows, the best base for any quality relish is going to be your identification. Think of your most important identifying government documents, your driver's license, a passport, a birth certificate, a social security card. Toss all of those into a nice, big, restaurant-grade food processor. Any setting will do. Pulse, grind, liquefy, as long as the final result is a pulpy mess of your forms of identity. I mean relish. At this point, you're effectively off the grid, and you have a paper-based relish. And with that, you're ready to put together the main course, which is a roast chicken. So in order to properly roast a chicken, you're going to need a nice flame. So go ahead and start hacking down your furniture with an axe and build a pile of debris in the center of your living room. Mm-hmm. Pour some gasoline all over it and throw some water on it so you can really smoke out that chicken. And then toss the chicken onto the top of your pile of debris. No need to clean, cut, or prep the chicken in any way. That doesn't matter. And then you're just going to you're gonna drop a lit match on your pile of debris / chicken and run outside. At this point, with your chicken roasting and your government identity completely destroyed, you're going to find the next flight, train, or rickshaw to Mexico. Go ahead and head down there and go ahead and form a new life for yourself, building an identity as a cool bartender on a tropical beach who has a troubled past. Have sex with tourists and don't build any meaningful relationships with anyone that lasts longer than a night.
Oh.
Now, this is the most important step. Don't ever return. Forget the chicken. Forget the relish. Forget your old life and everyone you knew, because none of that matters anymore. Mm-hmm. The only thing you know is looking cool on a beach and banging random tourists.
Yeah.
And that's when you're ready for the final step, which is to buy an unregistered firearm and use it to commit acts of vigilanteism in your little villa. Become a local hero and build rapport with the locals. At this point, a lot of people are going to want to hang out with you and do stuff. So you're really going to want to check out my other recipe, which is super easy and simple. The only thing it requires is a large restaurant-grade food processor.
Oh, man. Oh, I like your recipe.
Doesn't that sound nice?
If there was an audience, you would get applause for that.
Oh, man. I want that very much. Oh, the pile that I could make. I'd want to feel the warm glow as it all disappeared into the air.
The haiku section makes so much sense. At the time, I was like, this one's short. This is the shortest one he asked for.
Yeah, yeah. Weirdly, I do put thought into
weirdly
this.
Weirdly, put, yeah. Yeah, my bad, dude.
Oh, so good, Sam. Oh, wonderful. Now, normally, I would ask Scott for something entirely different. But not this time. This time, it's the same ass thing. Scott, let's hear your recipe for an introvert's perfect 3-day weekend.
All right. Clock out at exactly on time and walk directly to your car without anybody saying goodbye. Get in the car and spend $36 at Popeyes and eat it in the parking lot and go home stuffed.
Oh, man.
Drink yourself to sleep watching Friends. Wake up Saturday, drink yourself to sleep watching Friends. Wake up Sunday, go to church, sing a hymn, wish you were a little bit taller, wish you were a baller.
Sure.
Of course. Drink yourself to sleep watching Friends.
And then Monday, free square.
Yeah.
$36 at Popeyes is insane.
That's a lot.
That's not that hard if you're...
That's a lot of Popeyes.
Not that hard if you know what you're doing.
Yeah.
Then again,
do you know from experience?
If you know how to get
Scott?
The least bang for your buck.
Yeah. Oh God, I love Popeyes. Mm. You guys are just—I'm starving myself, trying to lose all this goddamn—and you're just throwing all these delicious options at me. That's all right. That's fine.
I want Popeyes so bad.
Oh yeah.
Me too.
Let's all just go again. Thank you, Scott. Hey, Nick, with your fucking wiener snitchel cup. Nick Pettigrew, let's hear what you have. Yes, a third one. what you have in way of a recipe for an introvert's perfect 3-day weekend.
All right. So this is based on an actual 3-day weekend I had in college. So you're going to need one part high-speed internet access.
Sure.
It is critical that this is high-speed with no bandwidth caps.
Yeah.
Ugh, fuck that up. Next, a reliable VPN. For whatever shall be done, we must be certain it can never be traced back to you. 20 cardboard standees of people. It doesn't matter who they are, only that they appear to be in a casual pose and look good silhouetted behind sheer curtains. In fact, just try to mirror as closely as you can the fake party scene from Home Alone. Next, you're going to need 6 large pizzas and 6 2-liter Diet Pepsis.
Okay.
Now, that's 2 per day. Brand is not important. What is important is a cheap price and grease. This is your diet for the weekend. Mm-hmm. This is also where the fake party scene is critical. We want to make sure the delivery driver doesn't get a sense of the immense loneliness and shame that is exuding from your pores.
Mm-hmm.
Shame is going to be crucial for ensuring this recipe's success. Now, some will insist on lotion for the shame fiesta that is to come. That's pun intended. Lotion misses the essence of the weekend. We are aiming for shame and self-loathing.
Okay.
Even our joy should be tinged with a sense of pain and regret. Also, the pizza grease will provide a necessary lubrication.
Mm-hmm.
A large collection of dirty socks. You could have tissues, but we both know you don't have tissues. You do have a collection of socks that could be used to stun an intruder if thrown. A carton of cigarettes.
Mm.
This is for the quiet recollections that you'll have at 4:36 a.m. as you consider if this is the life you want to live. Ultimately, you will silently weep over your horrifically chafed penis and go back to spaffing out odd clear liquid that you've begun to refer to as because it isn't quite cum.
God damn it. Oh. I, one, wasn't sure if we were done, and two, just sort of wanted to let us sit in that.
You wanted to sit in the
Yeah. No. Oh, no. I wouldn't wish on anyone sitting in their Oh, thank you, Nick. Oh, that was a rich, full 3 days. Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry. I'm sorry I did that to all of you. Segment 4. Let's make ourselves forget that. With some pseudopharmacals. Drugs, some would say, are America's true national pastime. It looks like this is the one I didn't write a new patter for. That's all right. No one will go back and remember the episode that I wrote this originally for. How about I just skip it then? in pseudopharmacals, you're asked to give us the rundown, share our new 3 mind and body altering pills, sprays, salves, and smokes hitting the markets and the streets. And it's up to you to tell us what they are, what they do. New drugs. Hopefully that came across. I'm not looking back at the description again because I missed one.
Well, good news, Jesse, because yeah. I just realized I did not read this entire prompt.
That's okay.
Yeah, I missed the point entirely.
Oh, all Uh-oh. Right. Well, then I'm. Well, then I guess that explains. Well, I'm looking forward to what the fuck you did.
What was your misunderstanding?
Making up a new drug without knowing that you were supposed to be making up a new drug. So
all I read was the word you gave me.
Okay. All right. That's not unheard of, frankly. So then, let's see what freestyle nonsense we got from Sam Hochalter with the two words liver snaps.
I got so excited about liver snaps. I just didn't yeah. even, my mind, I saw white, dude.
I was lobbing it up there for you, and you just decided, fuck all.
I decided, I think I know exactly what Jesse wants here.
Fuck all to the setup. It's just fugue state Sam Hochalter. Let's see what we got for liver snap.
Okay, so a liver snap. Basically, it's like one of those little popper fireworks, but it's got a picture of Hunter Biden on it. And basically, they're for when any of your liberal friends gets too smug, you can flick one of them at them, and it makes them stop for a second because you just flicked a fucking firework at their face.
Sure.
So picture this. You're enjoying a nice cold beer with your liberal buddy, who also happens to be lecturing you about high-capacity magazines and is kind of killing the vibe. So you pull out one of these bad boys, the liber snap, and you snap it in their face. Your liberal friend is going to be so offended that you snapped a firework in their face. It's going to completely derail their speech about why we need to divest from fossil fuel companies and how they actually aren't even having children because they think they're like, think of the carbon footprint, you know? Sure. So what do? You just flick a liber snap at your buddy and he will shut the fuck up about guns because he's going to be so busy explaining the dangers of recreational fireworks during drought conditions, he won't have time to talk about other stuff. Hmm. This is the point where you say, fine, liberal friend, I won't use my liber snaps anymore anyway, because they're a Brazilian-made manufactured product. At this point, your liberal friend will short-circuit, unable to find the moral high ground. They will be so vexed between protecting the environment and supporting Latin American business that they will totally short-circuit, giving you time to show them, slash them, your brand-new Cybertruck.
Nice. You know what? That wasn't too far from what you were asked to do anyway.
It wasn't far, but no. You didn't ask for a firework, dude.
Well, I mean, you interpreted it how you did. By not getting your head all muddled with the actual instructions.
Yeah, dude. Like, who reads instructions?
Boo.
Liberals.
Nerd. Fucking
liberals.
Lib cuck.
Yeah.
Thank you, Sam. I mostly mean that. Scott, one would assume maybe you understood that you were describing a new drug. Maybe not. I don't know. Let's hear about your new drug, Ultraviolet Timmies.
Ultraviolet Timmies are an exciting psychedelic that increase the visual spectrum of light. They affect the actual cones in your eyes. It turns out you can see God. He's just too purple.
All right.
So these let you see God, and he looks kind of like Barney, and you can talk to him, but he doesn't talk back.
Oh, all right.
And your eyes and vision will never fully heal.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. Well, you know what? You've always got the reminder of when you saw God and just told him everything.
He's so fucking purple, dude. Yeah.
And he was just trying to give you the I gotta go face, but just kept plowing ahead and just kept talking to him. It's your one chance. Are you gonna miss that opportunity?
If you had one moment, one opportunity.
God damn it. Thank you, Scott. Okay. Nick, I'm sorry. I actually took longer than I expected to try to find the perfect antonym for meta. And there were a couple, but I landed on this one. So, Nick, let's hear about your new drug, Inframucil.
Okay. Now, before I start, I may have thought mucil was more of a reference to, like, mucus.
That's
so,
fine.
So, totally isn't, different
I still
than
think
what.
That.
Yeah,
is that not what it is?
Isn't that what Metamucil is about? Yeah. I'm not sure. So, well, all then, right. Let's hear where this went.
All right. Fond of enjoying your own effluence, but not the disgusted look of others as you gorge on your gross? Then consider Inframucil, the only medication that makes your mucus appear dark like a Hershey's syrup. Turn those oohs into ohs as you suck on your own salty sick while everyone around you thinks you're just licking up the remnants of a tasty sundae. Hi, I like eating my own bugs, but I don't like being judged by the barely human homunculus that I'm sorry. I don't like being judged for the barely human homunculus that I am. Now, with Inframusil, people just think I'm a gross fatty fat fat who always has chocolate on his fingers and face. That's mildly better, I suppose. Honestly, I wish I could just stop, but as with all of my addictions, I'm completely helpless. Mm. That's why I use Inframusil. Inframusil. Bad decisions made easy.
Oh. Sorry. who was it a couple weeks ago that would have lost their shit at Snot Talk? I can't remember. But there was a whole discussion
about it. That was me. I hate snot.
Sorry. Sorry, Sam. Well, just like that, fortunately, you've only got a little bit of show left to suffer through, Sam. Because it's segment five. It's location, location, location. At some point, almost everybody believes they've got the million-dollar idea that the world's been waiting to throw all their disposable income at. Few take the steps needed to put their goods or services out there for the good or service buying public. I also don't think I wrote a new one for this either. and then still, some of those do so in kind of the worst possible way they could. And so in location, 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 you've been asked to sell us on your business started in locations that might not be ideal for said businesses. So go on. Tell us why we should patronize your thing. Sam Hochalter, you sell car alarms and home security systems in the town of Anastonia.
I think I got this one.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to it.
I caught the prompt this time. Attention, residents of Anastonia. Are you sick and tired of people not thinking you have a Let's Go Brandon t-shirt when they drive by your house? Are you disgusted? No, downright appalled. That people walking by your lawn don't know damn well that you thought Ronald Reagan was a great president? All you have to do to get them to understand is install one of these bad boys. The Stand Your Sound car alarm and home security system. Now, when people pass your house and your beautiful new Cybertruck parked outside, there will be no question in their mind who you voted for in the last election because, being the paranoid freak you are, you installed an elaborate home security and car alarm system in what is statistically the safest place to live on Earth. Children will ride by on their bicycles and be terrorized by a booming robotic voice telling them that they are being recorded and will be shot on sight if they trespass on your property. Old women who commute using a walker with tennis balls attached will be scared to death by the deafening air horns that go off whenever somebody encroaches within 30 feet of your Cybertruck, I mean vehicle. Watch her clutch her chest and fall to the asphalt from the safety of your home security monitor situated in front of your newly leased leather massage chair. Take that, you old bitch. Order now, and we will include a set of living room blinds for you to split apart with your fingers and peer through during the middle of a weekday. Stand Your Sound home security systems, the only solution to a problem that doesn't exist.
Yay. Woo. Oh. So you're a big fan of the Cybertruck, then?
Honestly, I don't mind it, dude.
No?
I don't. Like, whatever, dude. It's an electric car.
Yeah. I saw one.
So it looks kind of stupid. It's an electric truck. If it gets rednecks to stop driving diesel trucks, then I'm all for it.
I don't think that's the target audience.
Yeah. Well.
Well, thank you, Sam. Thank you for making us think about things. And be-
Thanks, dude.
Sam Hochalter. Where can people get more of that lovely, delicious Sam Hochalterness out there in the world?
Well, I do comedy around Sacramento.
Hell yeah.
I'm at the Comedy Spot on Tuesdays, and I'm at Stab on Thursdays.
Mm-hmm.
And I posted a TikTok. Posted one single TikTok of a crowd work interaction, so go ahead and check that out. yeah, I'm around. I'm at Sam Hochalter.
Yeah. Always a gosh darn pleasure. I mean it. I mean it, Sam.
Thanks, dude.
You're an effing gem.
Thanks, dude.
Scott Hoyle, let's wrap up your first appearance on this program with your location, location, location. You run a pop-up gourmet cake pop shop in the middle of an Icelandic death metal mosh pit.
Okay. So, ever since I was a kid, I've had a passion for small amounts of cake on the end of a stick.
Sure.
Cake pops, skinny women, you name it. And I fortified the stick. We're in a mosh pit.
Yeah.
So I fortified the sticks to protect against crowd killers.
Mm.
So that if you get hit, you'll still be holding that cake pop. You should still eat it quickly.
Sure.
Like, I'm not going to say you shouldn't eat it quickly. But I don't know. I did put two sticks. It's just two sticks. That's how I fortified it.
Okay.
It's two sticks. I always carry a pool cue.
Sure.
That I use that to poke prod and club.
Mm-hmm.
That's just to protect you as the customer.
Yeah. Yeah, keep the distance.
That's all.
Sure.
There's nothing written in his notebook. It's just drawings of Adolf Hitler. Yeah. Also.
Yeah. Yeah. Just a tiny, tiny little piece of cake. I just imagine it on like a, since you said it was two, just like two, like half inch pieces of rebar, just electrical taped together.
Yeah.
And then you've got something to swing down there. Scott Hoyle, thank you for joining us for this gosh darn thing. How can people get more Scott Hoyle out on the interwebs or in persons or what have yous?
You can find me on Instagram at Scott's Hoodie,
because
I hate that. And also, I do stand up in Sacramento, so if you follow me, I'll tell you where I'll be.
Then it's win-win. Thank you, Scott. Well done. Good to have you. Nick Pettigrew, before you wrap us up, just throw out that litany, that laundry list of ways that people can enjoy Nick Pettigrew wherever they gosh darn please.
I think I'm on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook and the TikToks. Probably all Nick Pettigrew or some variation of sure. that. There's a British guy that's also Nick Pettigrew, and he's also a comedian, so not him. If you see comedy that's like witty but dry, it's not me.
Okay.
So yeah. Other than that,
your comedy's not witty and wet.
Yeah.
Well, how about where they can
dry
wish list
slapstick?
Where they can wish list some stuff.
Oh, waitlist. Yeah, go to Steam and waitlist Expressorsis.
Yeah,
and that's with just with an X first, no E.
Ah, yes.
Yeah. So it's Expressorsis.
Still got that itch page too, I assume.
I do. NickPettigrew.itch.io.
There you go.
Yeah, that's a fun one. You can go play slap fighting if you're bored.
Yeah. I'm trying to remind you of the places that you can enjoy you, Nick.
Thank you so much. No, I appreciate it because I often forget.
Yeah. All right, Nick, let's close out this gosh darn program.
All right.
What do you have in way of your pitch for your business? You offer discount cloning services, and your prices are crazy!
Hello. Be not alarmed, kindly madame. I know my visage is quite appalling, but what I am to offer, you shall find most appealing. Nestled away in my remote Antarctic laboratory, I can offer you functional immortality. For you see, in a space where not even God can see, I have perfected cloning technology. Imagine the ability to replace your own organs, or even perhaps transfer your consciousness to a body of a perfect 20-year-old. Free of disease or illness, I'm offering you a chance at physical perfection and eternal life. All I ask is one minor price. Not money, nor anything that may bring you harm. Simply allow me to save a copy of you for my own uses. Ah, don't be crass. I'm not going to fuck your clone. Nothing so mundane.
What I do with your clone is my own business. So please allow me to use your supple 36 double D person to create a clone so that you might live forever. Again, it is not a sex thing. Would it make you feel better to know that I have already cloned some of the most well-endowed, girthy beefcakes on the planet? Not for sex stuff. I'm offering you a clone so that you might never know the icy fingering of death. Poor choice of words. I see that now. Fine. If what I'm going to do with your clone body is such a big deal, I will tell you. I seek the finest pair of human specimens so that I might clone a perfect pair, one male and one female. With them, I shall infiltrate the Disney Channel. They will finally become the go-to stars for the channel, and finally, finally, I will be able to get a table at Club 33. Club 33, the most exclusive place in Disneyland. For too long, I have been denied. I thought cloning Walt Disney himself would certainly provide me with the means. But it turns out that Walt Disney is an alcoholic inebriate who does not keep his promises. That's why I branded his clone with D-W-A-I. Disney, Walt, alcoholic inebriate!
God damn it. Oh, that was that.
That's it. Yeah, we're done. Finished.
Oh.
Finish on an awkward callback.
Oh, so good. And that was the Stab Show. Thank you all for joining us tonight. And, of course, a very special thank you to our incredible panel, Sam Hochalter, Scott Hoyle, and Nick Pettigrew. So, hey, did you like what just happened vis-a-vis the Stab Show? Then you should join us in person for a live taping. Just come on down to Stab Comedy Theater Friday nights at 7:30. Or, if absence makes your heart grow fonder, tune in on Stab TV on Twitch from wherever the hell you are. And if you want to enjoy Stab later, subscribe to the show via the podcast provider of your choice. Like, comment, and share. We'll be glad you did. But sadly, that's all we've got for you tonight. So until next time, I've been your host, Jesse Jones, reminding you that if it's yellow, let it mellow is not actual medical advice for jaundice. Good night.